Blog Talk Radio.
Are we hearing him from the prophet? And are we obeying and doing
what it is that he has told us to do, what is just our reasonable service. We're going to continue in that precept on this evening, so I pray that you've come prepared to hear from Yah and to hear his word. Let us go to our statement of faith. Statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. We lift you up. We magnify your name, Yah. Hallelujah. It is you that we worship and you alone, Father. We give the need to you and to you alone. Hallelujah. Be with us, Father. Come. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Blessed be Yah Elohim, Elohim Almighty, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would be with us this evening, that it would be your words that we hear. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray, amen and amen. The book of 1 Kings, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Starting in verse 46. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them to do all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest forth our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and most of all, the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. It's in my spirit to play a couple of songs to set the atmosphere. So I want you to, I want the prayer warriors, I want you to be in prayer. I want the praise warriors to be in praise. Let us light up the atmosphere for our Elohim. Let us summon among us that he might be with us, that we should hear from him. And let me see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
mercy upon me. Oh yeah, I am weak. I am so weary. I watered my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed cause of grief for so many years. Every day I throw my prayers up. I never did get an answer. Could it be that you are angry with me? I still praise you according to your righteousness. How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Yah, reveal yourself to me. Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yah, you are my shield, my glory. This around my head, Yah, you sustain me. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yah, you are my shield, my glory. This around my head, Yah, you sustain me.
You are my refuge in my times of trouble. There's no other besides you. You are my redeemer from the ones I was sold to. And I am so grateful that we're the apple of your eye. And you are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. And you are my deliverer. So how long shall we bear this oppression? I call on your name right now.
Yah, reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself to me.
Show me the way I'm supposed to
supposed
be.
To
Yah,
be.
You are my shield, my glory. This around my head, Yah, you sustain me. Yah, reveal
yourself
to me.
Yah, reveal yourself to me. Please reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, 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 oh. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Yah, reveal yourself.
Found in your name, I
Come before you, Father. Your people are hurting. Your people are in need. We need you. We need to hear from you. Come be with us, Father. Give us your word. Father, we lift up our brothers and our sisters. We lift up family to you on this evening. We lift up the nation. For truly, all are hurting. Father, we ask that you would protect us in these coming times. The signs of the time, evil and wickedness, men doing that which is right in their own eyes, having no fear of you, caring less what your will might be, walking according to their own standards, digressing into evilness and wickedness. Father, we pray that all as such as you should call, that they should hear your voice, and that they should come while there is time to come. For the time is growing short, and men are becoming more evil and wicked, looking for salvation in everything other than you, looking to make themselves whole by the works of their own hands, when you are the great healer. You are the only answer for us. And as I watch our people spiral down, looking for answers, let your will be done, Elohim. Save such as should be saved. We need your help. We need you. Be for us. Protect us. There is a spirit in this land, and there is a spirit that is in this world that is just wicked, evil, and vile. Man not caring for other men. You have said in your word that these would be a sign of the last time. And Father, they are manifesting themselves. The spirit of fear. The spirit of anguish. The spirit of being lost without hope. Our young people having no knowledge or clue about you. Following after the spirit of the world. Father, we come and we stand in the gap. Make us a force to be reckoned with. That thy will be done in the earth. And that the sheep that you have prepared for the slaughter that we might pull some from that group. Let them hear and let them come and let them obey. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. I'm heavy in my heart this evening. You know, sometimes you have to be careful what you expose yourself to. Our people are running, and what is about to come, they are not prepared for. Even our brothers and sisters who are so-called awakened are not prepared because their hope is not in Yah. It is in themselves. And they're calling for Yah, but not counting on Yah. And my soul does grieve. Let us go to the book of Matthew, chapter 17. And we're going to start in verse 1. The book of Matthew, chapter 17, and let's start in verse 1. We're talking about hearing Elohim, hearing God, and being obedient. Everybody was not meant to hear. All those as such as are meant to hear, we are to hear and we are to do, and we are to obey. The book of Matthew, chapter 1. I'm sorry, Book of Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 1. And after 6 days, Yeshua taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white and light. So Messiah takes witnesses because, number one, there has to be a testimony as to who he is so that we might have faith and hope in the world. So he takes these men with him up on a high mountain, and he is transfigured, transformed before them. They get to see a form of his true nature, the way we are going to also appear, bright as the sun. There's a handoff about to take place. The law and the prophets, they have all testified and point to this moment that we're about to read about. This is a sign to his apostles because they're going to have to spread the word after he's gone. And they need to be able to hear this and to understand. So let's read this account. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Now, we know that the scripture says no one has gone up into heaven. And what the Most High has done has called up Moses, the spirit of Moses and the spirit of Elias. He's the only one that's supposed to do this, because if we do this, we are known as a necromancer. We are practicing witchcraft. But the Most High can do what he will. And he says, I'm the one that's going to call you back, and I'm the one that wakes you. Moses was asleep. Elias was asleep. The Most High woke them up because these are my two witnesses, Moses representing the law and Elias representing the prophet. They're pointing to the one that's going to save the world, not just Israel, but the world, the one that brings healing and salvation to all mankind, to those that can hear it. Let's continue. And then answered Peter and said unto Yeshua, Master, is it good for us to be here? We seeing Moses and Elias. Think about this question. Is it good for us to be here? If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Now, these are the great men in the Bible. Elias was a great prophet. Moses brought the law. He's seeing Messiah, and he's putting Messiah, Yeshua, up there with Moses and Elias. He says, let me make three tabernacles. But the truth of the matter is, we're only supposed to have one tabernacle. And the other two, we're going to find out, are pointing to the one that we are to hear and to listen to and to do what he says to do. Continue. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. Moses gave you the law. Elias prophesied on my behalf, came to the nation, called them to repentance also. And through John, the same spirit called the nation to repentance a second time. As a reminder, make straight the paths of the Most High Elohim. Prepare ye the way. Now we have these two witnesses, and the voice from the cloud comes out and said, this is my beloved son. Hear you him. You've been listening to Moses and you've been and the law, and you've been listening to Elias and the prophets, but this is the one I want you to hear. This is the one I want you to pay particular attention to. Hear ye him. Verse 6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore or very afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, arise and be afraid not. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Yeshua only. Now, when they heard this voice, they knew who they were hearing. Fell down on their face. And the voice gave them an instruction. This is my beloved son. Hear you him. And when next time they looked up, they didn't see Moses and Elias. They only saw Yeshua, the Messiah. Hear what he has to say. Listen to him. He is that prophet that was spoken of by Moses. He is that Savior which was always preached by the prophet, the deliverer. John testified to you as to who he is. The one that created the world has come into the world. And you shall know him as the son of Elohim. But he's the one that created the world. And we are, as I said before, we know from the Torah, from the scriptures, there is only one Elohim. There is not one or two. So this is the creator of heaven and earth. This is the Father himself in flesh. Hear you him. He's going to tell you what to do to get right. He's going to tell you and show you what is expected, what is your reasonable service. Hear ye him. And so everything that Messiah said, every example that he gave, we have to be able to hear and understand in order to come into truth, in order to worship in spirit and in truth. If we understand who Messiah is, Elohim in the flesh, and this is who Isaiah said that John would be announcing, Elohim in the flesh. Hear, O Israel. Behold your Elohim, John's mission. But Elohim is coming in the form of a lamb. He's not coming as the king. I need to reconcile you. I need to give you a way to get back to me and to make you whole. So I'm not coming as the king. I am your king, but I'm not coming in the role of the king. I'm coming as the servant that will lay his life down for you. We hear this all through the scriptures that this is what he's looking for in us. Can we hear him? Can we be that servant to our brother and our sister who are hurting, who have been mistreated, who have been abused, who have been used? Can we offer them compassion and show them the way out of darkness into the light? As this world spirals in a death march, in the things that are coming to happen shortly, can we maintain and can we offer the Elohim of salvation to them? Can we be those ambassadors? Will we reach out? Will we open our hands? Will we hear him? And will we obey? This morning we read the scriptures. Where are we going to be that group that worships Elohim with our tongue, but our heart is far from him? We hear, we talk, but do we do? We are in trouble. Our people are in trouble. Our friends and our families are in trouble, having not the fear of Elohim in them. Not fearing God. Not respecting who he is. And he is coming. He's coming, and it won't be long. And while we have time, let us hear and obey. Let's continue. Verse 9, and as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then saith the scribe that Elias must first come? Now, they got a little bit of word in them because they know that they're supposed to be, the teachers are teaching them, the scribes are the teachers. Why are the teachers saying that Elias must first come? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already. And they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed or whatever they liked. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood. Then they could hear that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. We ourselves, as I said, I know the Most High is speaking to some of us in dreams and in visions. And he is preparing us. And when the vision that he is giving you, when you see it manifest itself, also hear from the word of Yah what you're supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to do. Just as John saw the vision, and when he saw the vision, when he saw it manifest in front of him, then it just clicked. Behold, the Lamb of Elohim, which taketh away the sins of the world. But before that, he could have saw Yeshua, his cousin, and he says, I knew him not. I know him as this man, but I didn't know he was Messiah. I knew it when I was in the womb, but when I came out of the womb, I didn't know. I just had to be obedient to Elohim. I had to do what I was told to do. And when the sign was given to me, then I announced him. But before that, I didn't know. And the Most High works with us that way. You may not know, but you're receiving messages and you're receiving signs. But when you see whatever the vision the Most High is giving you manifest before your eyes, do what the vision is telling you to do. It may be to speak up. It may be to go out. It may be to witness to family and friends. It may be to just open your mouth and stop sitting on your hands. Be the vessel and the tool for which I created you. Can you hear? And will you obey? Let's continue. Let us go to the book of Mark, chapter 4. The book of Mark, chapter 4. We're going to be starting in verse 1. The book of Mark, chapter 4, starting in verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude. So that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them his doctrine. Now remember, when Messiah is teaching by parables, which is symbolic speech, it was not given to everyone to understand. We are blessed in that we weren't a part of these original witnesses. Why? Because we have hindsight. We have Messiah telling us what he told the apostles, which he did not tell the masses. We can read it. But had we been there at that time, maybe we would have been the ones appointed not to understand, because we would have been following the crowd. We'd have been worried about being hip, acceptable to the world. And maybe we'd have been doing the same things they were doing. Looking to be healed, but not looking to the right healer. Thinking we the answer, when the only answer for us is Yah Elohim, the Most High. He's the only answer. Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 2. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, listen. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, and some fell on the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. So this man is sowing seed in this parable, and some of the seed is falling by the wayside, not going into good ground. And the fowls of the air, they really represent the enemy. And they come and devour this seed up so that it doesn't get to take hold in this ground. It doesn't get to take root and grow up, to sprout, to become anything. It becomes food. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. So here are some people who they got a little bit of, not much, but the word gets into them and it springs up, but it doesn't have enough depth to take root. Then can't hold on. So the first storm that comes, the first thing that causes them to question is the word in them rooted enough to be able to hold. Let's continue. But when the sun was up and it was scorched, because it had no root, it withered away. Now, why does a plant have roots? A plant has roots so that it can seek nutrients and what? Water. And if the roots are shallow, then the roots are up near the ground, and it never got to go down deep to get any water. And when the sun comes up, when the heat comes in light, They are burnt up. They can't survive. The word within them wasn't allowed to root in them deeply. It wasn't watered by the word and the spirit of the Most High. So in those individuals, they heard, but the word couldn't root in them. And when the heat of life comes, and that life is nothing but heat, and we're told that when we are rooted, if we can hear this, when we are rooted and we're grounded in the Most High, these tribulations come to help perfect us. This heat comes to help perfect us. But if we are not grounded and rooted, it will burn us up. Life will overrule us. It will kill us. We will be seeking for those things that we will be seeking for life, but the very things that are supposed to perfect us end up killing us because we're not rooted. We're not grounded. We get overcome by it. Let's continue. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Messiah's going to tell us what these thorns are. You know, man, I gotta have a good education. I gotta make this money. I gotta be able to have security and take care of myself. And the word, their focus on what they should be doing gets choked out. Their concerns become all about them in the world and them being successful and securing themselves in the world. When we know the gospel tells us that we are supposed to be what? Not about ourselves, but about the welfare of our brothers and our sisters. But we here, the world, you get a good education, you get a good job, you make this money, you be successful. You. So the word gets choked out in them. They have depth of soil. But now all these other influences, cares of this life, choke them out. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto him, he that has ears to hear, let them hear. This is a parable, symbolically spoken to the masses by Messiah. And he says, to he that has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, let them understand, because they all were hearing except for if they were deaf. But let them understand what is going on. And we should take these same words and look at ourselves. What type of ground are we? Are we good ground? Did the seed get into us and take root? Did we nourish it? Did we water it? Was it choked out? Did we care more about being successful in this world? And that's all we knew. Let me survive. Let me do what they say to do to make it in this world, when it is the Most High, when we read and understand, it is the Most High that gives you wealth. It is the Most High that gives you power. It is the Most High that makes you successful. If that's what you're living for, then that becomes your motivation. And the word of Elohim is choked out. And so we look for something other than him. That Messiah taught. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Elohim, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. It's done so that they hear and they don't perceive, that seeing they may see and not perceive. Can't get this perception in their mind. Can't understand it. And hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven. If Yah is calling you, if he is unctioning you to come to him, you know something ain't right. You know that you want to be closer to him. But then you, what you are hearing is all the scatter, the background noise, the buzz of the world. And it's causing you not to hear. Causing you to see, but not perceive and understand. Causing you to hear and not understand. Causing you not to be able to be converted. Because see, all of us are born in what? Sin. All of us at some point or another get a chance to hear the word of Elohim, the word of Yah. And all of us are given a chance to convert and to be healed. See, there's some things that medical science and their practice have learned to heal, but for the most part, those things that really give us cause for illness come mentally, come from our thoughts, come from our experiences and how we process those thoughts, come from what we allow ourselves to hear. And then to do. And so then we must come to Elohim. Because a lot of illnesses that we suffer start from within. They start from our psyche. They start from our mentality because how we process what life has done to us. And then when we hear the gospel, sometimes we come and we are ready to hear, and we are appointed to hear. Elohim. And so we start gathering. We start taking in as much word as we can. And if we are nurtured correctly, if we are taught correctly, then we become deep-rooted and we start to grow fruit. And this fruit is meant for other people to come and bite, come and eat. These are the words that you speak. These are the emotions that you show. This is the compassion that is within you, the long suffering and the mercy that they might be able to eat of you. And be converted. That they might be healed. from the wiles of this world, the woes of this world. Yah has tasked us and given us a mission. The time is drawing up. It's running out. You look at this nation. You have a man choked out on public TV. And the world opens its mouth and says that it's an injustice. But then you have the God of this world and our people looking for salvation in all the wrong places. And so when they acquit these men, what do you think is going to happen? And when they acquit these men, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think our people are going to do? What do we always do? We want to riot and we want to protest. And Elohim told us that in the last days that there will be ethnic wars, race against race. These things are coming. And we have to be ready. Our hope is not in man. Our hope is in Yah and Yah alone. And so we keep looking. We cannot hear. We keep looking for salvation in all the wrong places. As a people, and because we are not hearing Yah, we continue to suffer. Let me continue. Okay, verse 12 again, we'll move on. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. I told you those birds represent Satan. And taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. We have a lot of people hearing the word of Elohim, and it is going out. But it is falling by the wayside. Because men are looking for salvation within themselves and from somebody else in the world. And they cannot hear the word of Elohim, their maker. Cannot hear it. Too much noise. All right, sorry about that. Let's continue. All right, verse 15. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. They are coming and they got some zeal about them, and have not rooted, and have no root in themselves, and have so endured but for a time. And afterwards, when the affliction and persecution arises from the word, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Let's deal with this for a minute. When we come to Elohim and we get excited, finally heard the word, and we've heard it in a way that we can bite it, and we consume it, and we start talking about it. We start talking about how we're going to change our lives and how we're going to do this. And then our friends, the ones that are closest to us, the ones that we deal with, well, you believe that stuff? You think you can walk like that? You think you can do that? Man, that stuff is phony, it's fake, it's all this. Look at how they act. You ain't changed. They come against you because of the word. And then we choose them over the word. We choose them over Elohim. Elohim is trying to tell us how to get right and how to convert and be saved. And our friends and our family, the ones that still want to do dirt, still want to act crazy, smoke weed and party, fornicate, looking to look good to the world, all them. We grew up with them. They come and they persecute you because of the word. And if you are weak and if the word is not rooted in you, then you become offended for the word's sake. I can't do this. I ain't going to have no friends. Nobody's going to love me. I'm going to be an outcast amongst the sinners. So we choose to go back to them. We choose to yield to them. Too afraid to be called holy, to be called righteous, to be called pure. Oh, no. No, that don't want to be associated with that. Rather be hugging the toilet bowl from a bad hangover. Unable to hear Elohim. So they choose to go back. They heard it. They were excited. But their friends weren't excited for them. Some people in their family wasn't excited for them. And they turned. Let's continue. And these are they which are sown amongst thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You got that education. You got that good job. But what's happening in the world, all of their attention, all of their focus is on doing that. And then when they have done all that, then they don't want to give to others because I earned this. I went to school these 4 or 8 or 12 years, depending upon what level of degree that they got. I earned this money. And when they hear the word of Yah say, you need to share. You need to give up yourself. You need to take care of the fatherless, the widow, and the homeless with what I've blessed you with. They produce no fruit because they will not open their hands. They will not give. I did this. I earned this. And they are unable to produce fruit. Be in church, hearing the word of Elohim and not producing fruit. Have the ability. Have understanding to a degree. They are not shallow rooted. They are not deep rooted. And the roots of the thorns and the thistles are able to get in there and to choke the root out. Choke it out enough to where they cannot produce fruit. Because it's all about them. And then they become very judgmental. Well, you must be in that condition because you're cursed. You must be poor because you're cursed. You must be this because Yah is not with you. Trying to puff themselves up to justify their actions. But when they examine their lives, then they realize, I have no compassion. I have no mercy. Except for those that are like me. If I think you are worthy, oh yeah, you went to school 8 years. You paid your dues. Oh, you running into hard times? Yeah, I help you out because they feel like that person is going to be able to pay them back. But let you be homeless, destitute, dirty, clothes torn up, don't look like you got no hope in the world at all. They're not going to give you any hope because they can't get nothing back from you. Can we hear Elohim? I did not save you for you to sit on it. I did not bless you for you to sit on it and consume it upon yourself. It is not the word of Elohim. I blessed you that you would bless others. I give to you so that you will be able to help others that are truly in need. I blessed you and healed you so you can go back and help heal others. That you might become that servant. The greatest among us is who? The servant. The king. We serve a servant king. And everybody in his kingdom is a servant. They are not they're not looking to be served. They're looking to serve and to help their fellow man, their brothers and their sisters. Can we hear ya? And these that which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, now, we want to be this last group. We want to be this last group that the word gets within us. It takes root. We bear fruit. And that fruit that we bear is for the healing of the nations. It's for the healing of man. It's for the healing of the body. That long suffering. that mercy, that charity. The wealth that the Most High gives you. Everything for the kingdom's sake. Not for our own. Let me continue. Go to the book of Luke. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 1. The book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village and preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of Elohim, and 12 were with him. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmity, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. Now, and Jonah, the wife of Chosa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. These people are doing what? They've been delivered. They are, some of them are part of Herod's household, but they're ministered to Yeshua of their substance. Come, let me feed you. You ate yet? Things like that. You need some place to sleep tonight? And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable, the same parable we just read. Let's drop down to verse 9. And his disciple asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Elohim, but to other in parables that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Skip something that we need to hear. Let me make sure I didn't skip this. Yeah, no, I didn't skip it. All right, we're good. Let me continue. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear and receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away. And they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel and puts it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they may enter in, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Because it's important not only that you hear, but it's also important how you hear. Are you hearing with an open heart? With an open ear, with an open mind? Are you hearing to receive? Are you hearing to reject? How are you hearing? Let's continue. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has, to him it shall be given. And whosoever has not, from him it shall be taken, even that which he seems to have. If you receive the word of Elohim and you don't receive it the correct way, and you are, how do I say this? You have the word within you, but you don't receive the word to do it. And you don't receive the word with faith. And you don't take the word and try to cultivate it within your life. And you bear a little bit of fruit. And you're happy. You don't look for ways to grow more fruit on you. You don't prune off those old dead branches. You try to produce fruit out of them. And Messiah says, even that fruit which you had, it will be taken from you and given to somebody else who will do more with it. So you got to be careful how you hear. Are you hearing so that you can do just enough? I just want to barely make it into the kingdom. I just want to get in there, but I just want to barely make it. And you might just barely make it too. You might not make it at all. But it's not in your heart to give your all. That's how you're hearing the word. I just wanted to be able to do this much because I don't have the time. I don't have the patience. I don't have the will. I don't have the desire to give my all. Then expect that what you do get, it might be taken from you because of how you heard. I hope we can hear Elohim. Elohim is not mocked. We might think we're getting over. We might think we're all to the good. We might think, you know, I'm satisfied with these blessings. It seems like this is a, you know, I got a clue that help me, Holy Spirit. I have a clue that I might be in the way of Yah. I might be in the book. And I'm satisfied, but I'm not giving my all. I'm not exactly doing what he's saying for me to do. Let's read this verse again. Because we need to hear this, because it's how you hear is important. Let's read this verse again. Verses 17, for nothing in secret, nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad or come into the open. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whatsoever, for whosoever has, to him shall be given. Whosoever has. Remember, I told you, and the scriptures affirm that however you sow, that's how you're going to reap. And whatever you sow, the Most High says, I will cause you to reap more so you can sow more. But then when we are not sowing with our whole heart, when we're not putting our whole self to the plow, to the work, when we want to just get by and be satisfied. You may lose that which you have because of how you heard it, how you received it, and then how you acted out of it. Finish this verse. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever has, to him shall be given, and whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Then came him to his mother and brethren, and could not come at him for the press. All right, so we understand, we hear Elohim. We got to also understand how we hear Elohim. Not the mechanism by which the message is delivered to us, whether it comes in a vision, a dream, or through a teaching, but how we ourselves receive it, how we hear it. All I got to do is do this, and I'm in, like a fat rat. Seem like you got some fruit. Seem like you got salvation. So your fruit is going to determine your standing in the kingdom. Now, in other parables, the same parable is described as you getting leadership over cities. Because remember, you're not just coming into this kingdom as a citizen and up under the Messiah and up under the Melchizedek priesthood. You are both a priest and a what? King. And your fruit determines how many cities the Most High puts up under you to help him govern, because you're going to have to govern and rule just like he governs and rules. But you will be, maybe you're over 3 cities, maybe you're over 10 cities, maybe you're over 100. According to how you heard, because according to how you heard, it's going to be according to how you do. And if you seem, you've got to pick up on that word, seem like you got some fruit. Yeah, I got a couple of people I've witnessed to. I got a couple of people that I helped convert. I got a couple of people that I helped. But there's something wasn't quite right there. Attitude was wrong. How you heard was wrong. You heard right, but how you received it was really wrong. And you're going through the motion. Going through the motion. He said, that which you have, that little bit you have, shall be taken from you and given to somebody else. So you can't come into this halfway. You can't come into this giving 50-50. Can't come into this with that mentality. Can't hear the word and not hear, give your all. See, we don't want to run this race. And I am obligated to tell you, you don't want to run this race only to have it taken from you in the end. Because you seem to have fruit. Can we hear Elohim? Are we mature enough now? Have we heard enough word to hear him? And to understand, and not more just understand, but to do. Everybody is not going to be able to hear this. I already know that. But to he that has an ear, let him hear. How you hear it and how you receive it is up to you. Be careful how you hear it. Be careful how you receive it. Be careful that you don't take this word of Yah and try to mend it to your will. Many people trying to be good people, and they may very well be good people, but they're trying to be good people in and of themselves. They are not hearing Elohim and doing what he said to do and how he said to do it. And we should know by the stories in the scriptures, do what I say to, don't add to or take away from. Don't add your 2 cents in. Don't take 2 cents from what I said. Don't add to or take away from. This is the Elohim that we serve. Do we hear him? I want you all. I want nothing less. How are we hearing that? Don't come to me with what you want to give me. I'm telling you what I want from you. I want your all. And you better know, you better be able to hear and understand that anything less, it might get taken away from you. I pray we can hear. Let's continue. Let us go. To the book of Luke, chapter 14. Chapter 14. Now, this is the parable. It's talking about the salt of the earth. I want to start this in verse 25. Luke chapter 14, starting in verse 25. We're going to deal with it from this standpoint. There's a lot in this chapter, in this particular chapter, but we're going to deal with it starting in verse 25. Because this is paramount. This is critical. This is foundational. And we have to be able to hear it, not only for the masses, but for ourselves. Luke chapter 14, starting in verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father, his and mother or wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, this is not the focus of what we want to talk about, but we still got to hear that and understand it. Can't be nobody in your life before Elohim. Nobody and nothing, not even you. So when it looks like you got to sacrifice you for the kingdom of Elohim or for the word of Yah, do it willfully and gratefully. Because to do anything otherwise, he says, hey, you're not worthy of me. I want your all. point blank, period, to the point. I want your all. And if there's anything in your life that is before that, that is higher than that, you are not worthy to be my disciple. Let's move on. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Not happily, but happily. That means like helter-skelter-like. After he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. When you come into this thing and you are not fully committed, but 100% of you, and you have not counted the cost, now something you haven't heard before, but you haven't counted the cost, because this is foundational. This is what you as a saint of the Most High, whenever you are bringing somebody in, whenever you are trying to get them to convert, the Most High doesn't want anything hidden from them. He don't want you sugarcoating it. He don't want you trying to make this, present this up to them like this is this 12-layer cake, and it's nothing but goodness in it. Now, this rough, they need to consider what they got to give up, what it's going to cost them. Can we hear? Yeah. Got to consider the cost. Are they able to pay the cost? Or when they come up short and everybody's laughing at them, look, you start building that mansion like you had all the money to build that mansion and you can't even finish it. You're starting to build your house, your spiritual house, trying to lay the foundation for what you're going to be in the kingdom of Yah. And you never considered the cost. And many of us suffer because of that, because we come into this relationship having not considered the cost. And then we get by on what we want to, what we find ourselves, what we feel like we're able to give. What I mean by give, of ourselves, our life. I'm willing to do this much, but I ain't willing to do all that. Think about it. And when people come into this walk, they have to have that same understanding. They got to know what they're coming into. The for real, and not the play for real. Not mansion on a hill where they're not willing to pay the price to get the mansion. They haven't considered even what it costs to get the mansion. Don't have no clue or understanding what it costs them. What it's going to cost. Wow. Dude, nobody ever told me that this was going to cost me my all, everything that I have. Nobody ever told me that. I don't know if I can do it. It's just too much. You want to be Messiah's disciple? You want to walk in his ways? You want to share his power and authority? Then you got to consider what's that going to cost you. Because, see, this gospel is free. And I used to say this all the time. This gospel is free, but the kingdom of heaven going to cost you your all. And if you don't come into this willing to give your all, you might find that that which you do get be taken away from you. But Most High is not drawing. He's not. He didn't have a contract written that had loopholes in it for you, that had tax fallout. Every person coming into this kingdom, every person coming into this walk, needs to have considered the cost. Is it important enough for me to give my all? Can I be committed to it? Can we hear Elohim? There's not going to be any greater kingdom than the one we're going into, and it's going to be eternal. And for a little suffering now, what you're going to gain, you can't even measure. But all we can see is the here and the now. That's what's before us, and that's what we are basing our decisions on. And that's how we heard the word. If I just do something, I'm good. No. Hear Elohim. I want you all. Nothing less. Anything less? We're going through the motions. We are going through the motions. Imagine you have a spouse. And see, a lot of times we get upset about this. And that spouse demands your all. You just want too much attention. You are an attention whore. All you want is attention. Yada, 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 yada. Gimme, 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 gimme. And we have a hard time with it because it don't leave nothing for us. Now imagine your Elohim asking you the same thing. Did you hear him how you heard your spouse? Are you going to receive him how you received it from your spouse? Yah says, this is what I require. Have you considered the cost? Everybody coming into this walk has to have this conversation with them. And they need to have this conversation with somebody who has committed to the walk, who has considered the cost and says, I will do it. Here am I, Yah. I will do it. If it costs me my life, that's my all. I can't give no more than that. That's the greatest, the maximum I could ever give. Even if it costs me that. Can we hear Elohim? Are we hearing him? Are we receiving his word how he wants us to receive it? Because you got to be careful of that. Messiah told you, be careful how you hear it. Anybody telling you anything less than this? They're giving it to you on a level that they have accepted. They are filtering the word through that filter. You ain't got to do all that. All you got to do is this. If you do this, you're good. You're only human. You're filtering it through that lens. I want you to filter it through the lens of Elohim and hear him. Consider the cost. And are you willing to pay the price? This is why we got people that come into the Word, and when they think they are ready to commit, it just seems to be more and more and more and more, because they're trying to give it little by little by little by little. And then when they realize, man, he wants my all. I didn't ever think that that's what it took. I was happy. I could do this. Are we hearing Elohim? Let's continue. Verse 31. Oh, what king going to war, going to make war against another king, sits down not first and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? In other words, can I take this that I have? Is it enough to do battle? This man has twice the force that I have. But because he got numbers don't always mean he got advantage. If I get the high ground and catch him down in this valley, and his men ain't got nowhere to go but forwards or backwards, and we trapped him in this valley, then my 10 can beat his 20 easily. But I got to sit down and consider that in men's lives. How many men is this going to cost me? How many men's lives? How many men are going to have to give their all for this human king? But when it comes to Elohim, we got a problem. This king tells me to go to war. No matter where he puts me at on the battlefield, if he hasn't planned right, I can lose my life. And I go to war for this king, knowing that I may have to pay the ultimate price, which is my life. But let Elohim ask me that, and I got a problem. Let Elohim ask me that to give other people life, not to take life, but to give life, and I got a problem. I don't know if I can do that. Wait a minute, if I'm going to war, and you might get shot in the head or get shot in the heart, have a limb blown off or whatever, you'll sign up for that. But if I tell you come and hazard your life that others might have life and that more abundantly, you got a problem. Can't commit with your whole life. Can't lay down your life that others might have life. And the life in the kingdom. Do we hear Elohim? If we will do that for a nation, when we're younger, especially, like, hey, I volunteered to go into the military. And when I signed that contract, I knew that there was a chance that I could lose my life. Now, I went into the Air Force where it was least likely. I didn't go into the Army or into the Marines, but I went, I said, there's a chance still. I'm on foreign soil, and they start shooting rockets. I could get hit by a rocket. I could get hit by a sniper. I could be killed by somebody in the land that is a covert spy, or you know, they're pretending that they don't even pretend that they want us there, and I'm out on their economy. They don't like America. They just come up and just shoot me because I'm on their land. I'm on their soil. Those possibilities were there. And I'm thinking to myself, actually, I never even give it a second thought. So when I read Elohim ask that same question, how can I, as a former military man that put my life out there for a country that don't really appreciate me even as an individual, how could I tell Elohim no? How can I even hear these words and understand what they're saying and say no? Couldn't do it. Not possible. I would do it for a man, for a nation. I wouldn't do it for the Elohim that I serve, the creator of the universe. So I personally could not say no. Consider the cost. This could cost me my life. How am I going to tell Elohim no? No, can't do it. So I know coming from that perspective, it was different for me. I had already put my life on the line and could have been killed. One nation didn't like another. This nation has something that this nation wants. For what? More than likely, I would never have known the real reason. But before I signed the contract, I considered that, the chance I could lose my life. And I signed anyway. So when I signed this contract with the Most High, I understood this could cost me my life. And I'm all in. Because this is for the Most High Elohim. And he says, this is for the salvation of the world, not just one country. This is so for mankind, the soul of mankind. Would you lay down your life for me? My only response is yes. How could I not lay it down for you, and I would put it on the line for these men, this man who is in the Oval Office, who could say go at any time, and I may not come back? Now, I want to be on the front lines for the Most High. Considering the cost, every one of us has to consider that and has to be able to hear Elohim, this may cost you your life. Have you considered it? And will you buy in? Let's continue. Verse 32, or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth in ambassador. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Do we hear Elohim? Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, its flavor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor fit for the dunghill, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. So if you are salt, equate it to salt. Salt is a cleansing agent. It's a purifying agent. It is a flavoring agent. It has many properties that it's been used for, a preservative. If you are none of these things for Yah in his kingdom, you have lost your flavor. You have lost what you are good for. Hear what he says in the last verses. Let's read this, and then we will call it a night. It is neither fit for land, nor yet for the dunghill, But men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. If you have lost your savor as salt, if you're not a preservative, if you can't preserve the word of Yah, preserve people in the kingdom, if you're not a cleansing agent, if you're not a flavoring agent where you go in and you enhance whatever operation that Yah sends you into, then you have lost your use. And he says, and you're not even fit for the dung hill. We know what dung is. So we have to make sure. We have to make sure of ourselves that we have, one, considered the cost. Two, that we understand what he has selected us for and that we are in it and committed 100%. And that we're not just trying to get by. We're not just trying to just save ourselves and do as little as possible so that we can continue doing what we were doing in the world. For the most part, oh yeah, we stop fornicating, we stop adulterating, we stop stealing, but we still got this fascination with the world. We still are of it. And we're kind of in the middle. We haven't fully converted. So we might lose everything that we have, that which we have, be taken from us and given to another. Are we hearing Elohim? Are we hearing how we have to come? Be careful how you hear, how you receive. That's going to determine what type of service you are willing to give. That's going to determine what type of service you feel is reasonable. Oh, this is my reasonable service. I don't care if you say that he wanted my all. This is all I'm willing to give him. He says, you better be careful because I'm not going to be mocked. And you can't hide it from me. You can't do this thing secretly. You think you're going to get away with it. So let's be fully committed to Yah, Elohim. The world is in trouble. Hard times are coming. Hard times are coming. War is coming. And it's coming for the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For many years, centuries, we were hidden in slavery and didn't know it. But we were hidden. And as long as we weren't claiming who we were, they were trying to take over and become who we were and who we are. But now that the Most High has wakened us and we are proclaiming who we are, do not think that the world is going to sit around and let that go unnoticed. Prejudice, racism, those are the mechanisms by which Jacob's seed shall go through Jacob's trouble. We saints have to be ready. We have to get ready. We have to still be doing this from a labor of love, but we have to know and prepare. We have to consider the cost in everything that we're doing. Yah says that we should be good stewards and that we should not be ignorant. That's what he tells us over and over in the scriptures. I would not have you be ignorant. We cannot tell the world what we are doing. Just like he uses that king. What king goes to battle and don't consider if he can win with 10,000 versus 20,000? Do you think he's going to telegraph what he's going to do to the enemy? Oh, this is what we're going to do. He just assured his loss. We do not want to advertise to the world what Yah has us doing. But the time is now. And then that time is now to prepare. I pray that we can hear Elohim. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we can do nothing. We will attempt to do nothing without you. You are our everything. In you, we have our strength. We in and of ourselves are nothing. But with you, all things are possible. Father, we just want to be in your will. We want to do what you say do. We want to go where you say go. We want to serve how you say serve. You are our commander. You are our king. You are sovereign. You say, we do. You say, don't go, we don't go. Fill us with your spirit. Give us the power and the might to do the things that we must do. But the time is drawing short. And the enemy is busy. Let us not be complacent. Let us not be lazy. Let us not even think that we have tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But Yah, be with us. Guide us. Help us. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. I pray we can hear Elohim. I pray that we become doers. That we understand that Elohim is not looking for us to be halfway. He's looking for us to give us our all. Nothing else will be sufficient. We will meet again Tuesday night. That being said, may Yah encamp his angels around you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again at the appointed time, I love you, but Yah loves you more. Shalom.
Everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning.
But what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yeah, who are you? One time, push a button. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo. Never fall.